The best League of Ireland podcast in the business. Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store. This is Off the Ball.
Hey, it's Jamie Moore here. You're on the Off the Ball League of Ireland podcast with you every Wednesday on offtheball.com and also on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/offtheball. Now, this day last week, Limerick player Sean Russell spoke exclusively to this podcast. He was in the studio beside me to reveal that the sports surgery clinic in Santry is billing him directly for €4,500, which is the remainder of an operation fee for a very serious knee injury that he picked up earlier this season, as the check Limerick sent to the hospital didn't clear. Sean also revealed that he's been paying for his own physio and needs a second operation, which is currently on hold, as he's not sure if the club will have the finances to pay it. And over the weekend, Sean's expenses for March, which were paid late, remain unpaid in his bank account, which he'll tell us about in just a second. So his expenses for March, which isn't a huge amount of money, I should add, have bounced and have not been paid for March, and we're now nearly in the middle of May. Sean's in work in Limerick today, but he did give me this update on developments over the weekend last week since the interview on last Wednesday.
Yeah, so since the interview it's been good. I've received a lot of positive feedback from some physios and stuff that I've met at previous clubs and within the league, also from players within the league reached out and just let me know that they've heard the situation and offered me support, which is good. And then obviously the fans as well, setting up GoFundMe pages was a really nice touch. With regards to the actual club itself and the FAI, I haven't received any information other than a club representative sent me a text message just saying that there was a solicitor's letter on the way to me. I'm not sure what that means, but just awaiting that at the moment. And then I had the experience that the expenses that I was owed for March had bounced on me in the meantime, so I was given those in check and they bounced. So at the moment I'm still waiting on to hear back on the plan going forward in regards to the outstanding payments, the neck surgery, and starting an actual full rehab program with a physio. The lads involved have been really supportive, the players and the manager, over the last few days as well. They've been getting in touch with me and stuff, which always helps. So I have received a lot of positive feedback from teammates, the manager, players within the league, which has been helpful. No actual probably full contact from the club or FAI in regards to them resolving the issue or moving forward.
So yes, you heard correctly there from Sean Russell. Despite the wind, and apologies, that clip wasn't fantastic, but Sean nipped out of work to send me the audio. Sean got a text message, which Off the Ball has seen on Monday, from a Limerick club representative, and it read, "Sean, good morning. There is a letter on its way to you from Limerick FC's solicitor. Regards." That's how the text went. The previous text was in relation to organising the operation costs when Sean was actually sitting in the hospital waiting for the operation to come and the club hadn't sent the money in advance. So that was the previous correspondence that Sean had. And of course, €4,500 of that remains outstanding and is being billed to Sean. And it's quite unbelievable, really, that everything Sean has been through in the last while. The interview we did here last week in this studio was accurate, it was fair, and everything that he said was true. And yet the club are threatening him with a legal letter. That text arrived on Monday morning. We're now on Wednesday afternoon, and I just spoke to Sean before we started the podcast. That letter still hasn't arrived to Sean. I did send a WhatsApp message to the Limerick chairman, Pat O'Sullivan, offering him an interview on the show to give the right of reply, and he hasn't replied to that text message. And I've also been having email communications with the FAI media department, who eventually replied to me after my third email, when I emailed them Wednesday morning requesting an interview with the FAI competitions director, Fran Gavin, about these issues. And the email reply read, "Thanks for your email, Jamie. Fran did media in Malahide on Monday, and I'm pretty sure you would have been invited. He was available for all media that day, but we cannot accommodate this request now. Regards." I replied to again ask for an interview. As I've stated, Jamie, Fran spoke to the media on Monday and he answered all questions on the story then. He is not available now. And a third email, "We spoke on Monday, Jamie. Fran is quoted in some of the papers today and there have been no updates at this end since then." My reply read, "So there's no official update or statement despite me asking a couple of times, ? Just so I'm clear when I'm talking about it on the podcast." And that email, as of just before 2 o'clock on Wednesday, has not been replied to. So no comment from Limerick and no comment to me from the FAI, But there is some audio from FAI Competitions Director Fran Gavin speaking at the Unite the Union Champions Cup launch in Malahide on Monday. This audio comes courtesy of Aidan Fitzmaurice from The Herald and also John Fallon. You'll also hear the voices of other journalists Philip Quinn, Paul Lennon and Owen Couser, where questions about Sean's situation and Limerick were put to Fran Gavin.
Fran, can I ask you the situation at Limerick? Clearly the problems paying wages last year, they got a licence for the season on the 10th of February, and by March they had problems paying their wages. They've only five professionals. Sean Russell has had to go public with his issues about medical bills. Is there credibility in the licensing process when a month after Limerick get a licence they can't pay their players?
I think it's very disappointing to hear what's happening in Limerick. You know, we've been in touch with the club. I was in touch with them this morning even, trying to sort the matter out. I think we're trying to, you know, retain senior football in Limerick. They're looking for investors, Pat is, and I know he said that publicly several times, but I mean their outputs are minimum at the moment. Some of the players' contracts were over from last year, so they were 2 year deals. We couldn't interview. They've only signed one young player this year on a form, and it's we've given insurance today that matter will be sorted out very soon, and also that Sean Russell's issue, which is again, you know, not acceptable that a player would be out of pocket for an injury received playing for the club. That the club would work very hard with the player to make sure he's not out of pocket.
But so the question was, is there credibility in the licensing process? This all happened last year. They were given a license on the 10th of February to compete in the league, and within a month they can't play. You sound as if you're surprised that this has happened. This all happened last year and they're given a license.
Well, I'm surprised it has happened, to be honest with you, because their outputs on players' salaries is minimum, absolute minimum. And at the time they paid all their bills. I'm not involved in the licensing process. I said this before to what comes out of licensing I have to deal with, and that's the setup of the league. Limerick got a license and they're part of the league and we deal with them, and then we want to maintain senior football in Limerick. They've got very good underage setups now down there, but they need to make sure that, you know, what's happening at the moment cannot continue. It just can't continue.
And you say you have to deal with what licensing tells you, but I mean, Aidan's point here is that they got a license, so they obviously had to fill all the forms and everything is boxed off, all our finances are correct, and clearly there were issues because they couldn't, you know, they can't play a player's way, the player gets injured. Can you not knock on licensing doors?
The player said the player gets injured is an amateur, he's not a wage, so they're amateur players.
Just on Sean Russell, I mean, he said he's an amateur, does he explain that? Does the club have an obligation to meet his medical bills if he's an amateur?
I think anybody who's playing for the club, you know, as a player, I think you'd want. Your club should be. You shouldn't be out of pocket if you get injured playing for your club. You know, really, you shouldn't be. And if it's important, the club address that very quickly. Will.
But if he's amateur, the club is not legally bound to do it. I believe, is that right?
Well, no. The club. I mean, look at the players injured. I think he got injured. He had to get a quick operation on it. You know, I think it's between the club, the player, and the company who did the operation, the hospital itself. It's between. That's where that sits in between. We've asked the club to address it as quickly as possible.
But there is an obligation on them, is there? Is there, like, from a licensing point of view,
whatever obligation is on it, the player should not be out of pocket if they get injured playing for the club. Doesn't matter what the injury is.
Is that a moral duty rather than a legal duty or a licensing duty?
No, all the clubs have insurance policies for players, so they need to get it sorted out. You know, and you know, Sean needs to be sorted. You know, it needs to be addressed. It needs to be sorted.
And if he's not, can you do anything about it?
Well, it's between the club, the player, and the hospital. So, you know, we like the club. We've told the club we want them to sort it. They've given us assurances that they'll work with the player to sort it out so he's not out of pocket.
Do you honestly think that's good enough for him to say that it's between them, that you're the guardians of the game?
If the issue's not addressed, we'll have a look at the issue. But it's up to the club. The club's responsibility. We don't sign the players. The clubs sign the players. It's their responsibility to make sure the player's not out of pocket.
Does this hardship fund then become relevant? Or is that only for wages?
That's for players' wages. Yeah.
So you can't utilise that to say, we'll pay it and then we'll offset it against whatever prize money, or if there is prize money, I don't know if there is, to win the league. Is there any way you can
reclaim
that?
If you win the league, yeah, there is, yeah. Surprised when you've come bottom of the league.
So there is a mechanism then.
Well, we'll have a look at it. We'll have a look at that. You know. We're working with the club.
And he says now that maybe this hardship fund will be brought into the Limerick wages situation. And it's, I know the wages, I think, for March are okay. The April ones are still outstanding, is that correct?
Expenses for March weren't paid.
Okay, so would that, if it came to the middle of this month, to the end of May, would this hardship fund be used then for the Limerick situation?
That's something we'll discuss with the club. If that situation arises, we'll discuss it with the club.
There's been problems already. Is there a date? I mean, surely that's what the hardship fund is there for.
We'll have those discussions with the club. The club are fully aware of our stance on it and they know what's available.
Yeah, so that's the FAI competitions director Fran Gavin speaking to a number of the football journalists at the Grand Hotel in Malahide at the launch this week of the United Union Champions Cup. You heard the voices of Aidan Fitzmaurice and John Fallon. Thanks, lads, for sending us that audio. And also Philip Quinn, Paul Lennon and Owen Couser putting Fran Gavin on the spot and asking him questions that he answered in part, but again, he's saying that it's an issue between the club and the player, even though one of the FAI rules states that if an amateur player is injured while playing for a club, the club are liable for his medical expenses, which can be claimed through their insurance funds. But in this case, it's not been done by Limerick just yet. Limerick haven't spoken. And I do hope the FAI intervene soon. And Fran has said there that he has spoken to Limerick, and I'm not sure how those conversations went. And that's not something that we would ever hear. But I do hope again that Sean going public and being brave enough to go public again, even though the club are threatening with illegal action and a legal letter, that, you know, he does feel that he needs the support of the public and the people and Twitter and Facebook and so on to try and get closure to this case. And when Sean does get better, does he want to play football for Limerick again? And how is that possible when the relationship with the club is clearly not in a good spot at the moment? And Sean has heard from the Limerick manager, Tommy Barrett, again today, offering him support from a medical point of view as well. But this is not a football issue for the football manager. It's an issue for the club, which they haven't dealt with very well so far. And it's very important that anybody in their life can use the media, go to the newspapers, go to the radio, go to the TV, if they feel that they have to highlight an issue that they feel unfairly treated by, and not to be threatened by legal action as a result of making, you know, statements and claims that are fully fair and fully true. So the very best of luck to Sean from everybody here and Off the Ball, and from myself personally in his recovery and also in his quest for action. And if you want to watch Sean's full half an hour chat with his exclusive interview here with Off the Ball from last week's podcast, it's still in the podcast section of offtheball.com, and also you can watch the chat on youtube.com/offtheball.
Off the Ball's League of Ireland podcast, brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.